It's 5 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sari Anetta with 91X News. The fitness center at Loyalist is under construction, and it's your dollars at work. Harrison Perkins has more.
Students and staff who use the fitness center on a regular basis will have an extra special surprise when they come back from the break. The fitness center is being reconstructed to suit the needs of students and staff better. The construction is being paid for by the student government. Athletic Director Jim Buck explains.
They have dollars in their budget from a number of years that they collect a fee for student enhancement, for building enhancement, and they take on every couple years, take on some major projects. They did the medical center a couple years ago, and that's where the project is stemmed from. It's student dollars and student government. So they do a great job, and we're excited that they chose this area this time for their special project this year.
The project, which is expected to cost about $100,000 from start to finish, it's expected to be done on January 9th. Harrison Perkins, 91X News, Belleville.
A Toronto family man says they've been hit with charges of $1,300 a day because they could find only two of three potential homes for their 85-year-old mother. Daughter Carol McMurray says the family could find only two care homes close enough for family and her mom's volunteer support group. NDP leader Andrea Horwath says hospitals are blackmailing families to get patients out of beds and into long-term care. Horwath says the fees are illegal and she's asking others who may be facing the same situation to come forward. Canada's Environment Watchdog says the federal government needs to do a better job following up after it cracks down on environmental delinquents. A lack of follow-through is the main theme running through Environment Commissioner Scott Vaughan's latest audits. He says Canadians would feel safer if the government followed through after it finds problems.
Canadians would certainly be better protected if these regulations were enforced correctly. They're there for a reason. They're there to protect Canadians from exposure to hazardous materials.
Opposition parties says the reports show the Tories are poor environmental stewards. The professional online network LinkedIn has released its list of top buzzwords and says the words creative, effective, and motivated were most used by Canadian members. The manager of corporate communications, Danielle Restivo, notes that Canadians weren't alone in preferring to describe themselves as creative types.
Australia, Germany, the Netherlands, the UK, and the US all had creative as the most recurring buzzword. So it's really interesting that it's suddenly become such a popular one. And then in some of the other countries, there were some ones we know well, things like dynamic, effective, problem-solving, and track record.
Restivo says if everyone uses the word creative, you won't stand out. She suggests giving concrete examples of what you've accomplished in your career to show your abilities. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Sean Macy with sports.
The Bulls might have the night off, but there's still local hockey on the schedule for tonight. The Trenton Golden Hawks are in Peterborough to take on the Liptlock Stars, while the Napanee Raiders are hosting the Picton Pirates tonight. Concussion problems continue to swirl around NHL superstars. Earlier today, Philadelphia Flyers general manager Paul Holmgren said the NHL's leading scorer Claude Giroux will be out indefinitely with a concussion. The injury occurred when he was accidentally kneed in the head by teammate Wayne Simmonds last week. This coming just a day after Penguins forward Sidney Crosby was also diagnosed with a concussion. Patrick Chan may have come out of the 2010 Vancouver Olympics without a medal, but that didn't stop the Canadian figure skater from adding to his trophy case. Earlier today, Chan was given the Lou Marsh Award, which annually honors Canada's top athlete. The winner is decided by a panel of national sports editors, reporters, and broadcasters. The Grey Cup champion BC Lions have a new bench boss. Mike Benavides is taking over for Wally Buono, who stepped down after last season to focus on his GM duties. Benavides was the Lions' defensive coordinator for the last 3 years. Despite a disappointing 2011 season, Dontrell Willis has found himself a job with one of the top teams in Major League Baseball. Earlier today, the Philadelphia Phillies signed the left-handed pitcher to a one-year deal. Because the club has such deep pitching rotation already, Willis is expected to come out of the bullpen next season. That's sports. Here's Sari Yanetta with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy with 60% chance of showers, high 6. Tonight, cloudy, becoming partly cloudy late this evening, low minus 4. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness, rain beginning early in the evening, high 6. Thursday, rain, high 10. It's 5 degrees. I'm Sarah Yanetta with Sean Macy, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.